Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
Whatever you want to ask, let's go.
It's Anything Goes Friday. Guys, help me out, please. I'm a 37-year-old professional. Over the past 12 years of work, I've done well for myself in terms of savings, and I've got a little bit over 1 million rand in free cash in my account. Now, I've been getting interest on this money in the bank, but I feel like it's time now to venture into other types of investments or businesses that can grow my money further. I would like to ask the business people in Seize the World, help a brother out. Any ideas on what kind of a business I can go into or a kind of investment where I can see better growth or better return on my money? I'm willing to take a little bit of risk, but of course, not in a way that it will make me lose all my life worth of work. So yeah, any advice, please? I feel like it's time for me to go into business. It's time for me to go into investments and see if I can grow my money further so that I can achieve that financial freedom and early retirement. Yeah, so any advice is welcome. Thanks.
Okay, so first of all, we cannot give you financial advice. We are not financial advisors. We are not licensed to do that. So that we can't do. However, since it's an open line, let me tell you what I would do with a million rand if I was your age. I would not go into business. I would go and invest in an endowment policy. So I don't know which bank you bank with, but the best thing for you to do is to go to your bank and ask him to give you a financial advisor. The financial advisor will then tell you which instruments they've got available to you. You obviously know when you're going to need access to that money, if ever. Because sometimes you may want to lock money away for an extended period of time, maybe 5 years. But then if you know that you're going to need it within those 5 years, then that's not the right policy for you, right? If you know for a fact, you're getting a little money, then you can earn very healthy interest on that money, relatively risk-free. But the first thing you need to do is get a financial advisor. Because you can't be moving around life like this with that kind of income and asking for strangers' inputs about how to invest it.
But why wouldn't you go into business?
Because business is not the sort of thing you wake up and thumbsuck. If you want to go into business, you need to know exactly what sort of business you're getting into. And you must be a business person yourself. The fact that this guy hasn't gone into business so long tells me he's not a business person. He just thinks business is easy and it's going to make him money. Mm. And majority of businesses fail, actually.
I get it.
So rather keep your money somewhere safe. Now, if you're a seasoned business person, you've done this before, then I tell you for sure, invest in your business. But you currently don't even have a business. And the fact that you're able to save this much tells me that you've got a job. So now, how are you going to run a business with your job?
Sitters, board chairperson, the appointment of Abubanto Nabakaboma Tashe. And then now that there's a big hoo-ha, people were questioning this. Semanje I withdraw will. Actually, from the beginning, can this place as an alien and lapaban to they are setting up their own? Abandonababo. I man. I think comfortable about this genu. I think I'm fine now. Because everything now has been questioned and people by Abonu today have been caught out. Wow.
That's funny. So we can do this one of two ways. We can pretend that we don't know that political favors exist and that people sometimes get appointed based on relationships. So if you want to pretend, we can pretend and then we can all act shocked. Or we can just speak about the world as it truly is, which is that this is politics and the only reason this thing got repealed is because it was exposed publicly and they've got egg on their face and so now they've decided that they must go back and go about it a different way. There are lots of things, by the way, that get exposed and then we do something else. So let me give you an example. Do you remember the big controversy about the South African flag that was going to get built?
Oh, yeah.
23 million rand was going to get spent on that flag. Mm. Do you remember?
With the lights. Yeah, yes. The flag with the lights.
Then the flag got stopped. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I think the Minister of Arts and Culture was Natim Tseto.
Yes, it was him.
Then he left and went to France. Then, mysteriously, two statues were erected in Kabeja. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And people didn't care about the statues. but it came from the same budget. How much do you think those statues cost?
And that didn't get flagged.
Exactly. This is the point, because there was no spotlights on it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, right? Leading towards elections, I'm not saying anything, but there was some money that needed to be spent. And that $23 million was going to get spent one way or another. Must always be wash.
Hey guys, casually Friday morning, I go and get a vehicle king, Ravaya Toroza Park, Hola Zebra crossing, a lulling a traffic light. However, the traffic light is not working, but shem, the motorists do not give pedestrians time to cross. Can we just be considerate as the motorist but driver? Thank you, family. Bye.
Yeah. And a zebra crossing, by the way, means that pedestrians have the right of way. If there's a pedestrian standing by a zebra crossing, the car must yield. Having said all of that, you can die even when you ride. So keep that in mind.
The thing I want to bring up for Open Line, get the dustbin in Johannesburg, just all over, not in particular like CBD or whatever. Because it seems like there's a shortage of public bins, and I'm wondering if this is something that the government can ensure. And another thing, can we potentially also bring back education about littering? Because in Garaba True, oh my lord, Habana Daba, and until that day, people must just litter and see no problem with that. Like, what the freaking doodles? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, the issue of littering, we can't discuss that without discussing the issue of living conditions as a whole, right? Because they feed into each other. If you are coming from home, you have eaten, you have showered, you are unlikely to eat in public, you are unlikely to buy a pie and eat while walking. Speaking of walking, you probably have a backpack or you've got all your things in your car, in the boots, so there are certain things you can carry. On the other hand, there are people that are always on the go, right? So they carry all their things on their person. One extra thing to carry until they find a dustbin is an issue for them. I'm not making excuses, by the way. I'm trying to explain to you the lived reality of other people, right? And as you correctly point out, maybe there isn't a dustbin for the next 100 meters. And the people are busy running around and they need to get somewhere. That's why certain things take priority and precedence. If life is going well, you then start to look at other things like, oh man, how neat is the area that I'm living in, for example. You clean that up. If you're homeless, there's not a homeless person who lives in a neat area because their immediate need is just about survival. Saul, you want to say something?
I don't know, man. I mean, I've seen people throw, life is good if you got a car in South Africa, and I've seen people just throw trash out the window. And
but
also,
that's an exception now. You see, you can't throw exceptions into a generalization. We're talking about why the issue of littering exists, right? Majority of the litter you see downtown, that wasn't thrown by people who are driving out of a car.
But the thing is, I'm saying it is a mentality thing because a lot of people, black people, townships are not a great, you know, don't have the greatest of living conditions. But we're the cleanest people. You go into black homes, clean as ever. But it's when people step out of their yards where they start this mentality of littering.
But I've just explained what causes that sometimes, right? So generally, nobody would just be throwing things around if they didn't have the things in their person. Nobody would be throwing a pie wrapper around if they weren't eating a pie while they were walking. This is what it is. There are social living conditions that we need to fix first before we then discuss, okay, this issue of littering. I'm not saying littering isn't an issue. It's a huge issue. Mm. For me, I always find it's a huge issue. It's the same thing as like peeing in public. But people pee in public because they've been working the whole day. They don't work in places that have restrooms. Nobody just wakes up and decides to go pee in public.
Please, hello. Good morning to you and the team. I ain't nothing up for my. Oh, Lewis Hamilton. I got the Arayeg, man.
Mpo, I hope now you're willing to make the admission. Because he's shy now.
Sanbonani, what's on my mind? Labantorana, Abba Kidney, boy, by Yusuguma initiation schools, Nyankan, Lentoleo Mania Peta, cause Connor in news reports in Israel, Lagokaya, Bebakuluma, Ugutik Tolara, Machens. nabantwana bamantombazana. So nje lento kumele stop because nasevali bonokuzwa bakhala ngayo lapha kuboma Orange Farm ukuthi kunabantwana abanokuthathwa bayola ibayiswe kuma initiation school ngenkani.
Mm. You see, this is one of those conversations we can never really have because it leans on two things. One, there's a cultural aspect, and then obviously there's the academic aspect. The academic aspect is that people say this is not right, barbaric, etc. and so on. And then the people that practice the culture, more now they know what it means to them, and we can't tell them anything about it. So what I say is people must make their own decisions based on their own families, right? So you know the kind of family you were raised in. You know what the culture of that family is. Where it becomes an issue is if your own now agency as an individual does not fall in line with what the family expects. Because there are boys that decide they're not going to go to a mountain by themselves. Then the family goes, it's a disgrace, you're shaza, this and that. I get there. I don't know what we can say about that.
I mean, this is what's on my mind. Uber Eats out here. Uber Eats is full of nonsense. The man said, place an order, Mawana. It's been a week, no carry back and forth emails. All 300 rand, man. I want to sell, like a great sale. Bambodoro driver following the protocol. Kaobutor protocol are thinking, I want to prove about Fanyon or this is what they've done. A whole third clip of Brack. Before the 15. Kavegaman par.
Ari, ari, ari.
Yeah, that's happened to all of us.
I don't use Uber Eats, but I've always seen complaints. Even Shimza on Twitter was posting about how they just ate his food and didn't deliver. I've got friends of mine that use Uber Eats all the time, and apparently this happens very often.
And they don't even leave the food. Eh? They'll take a picture of the food on the floor. They take the food.
Can I ask, Cesar, if you know, how do I send an invoice to City Power? We had an issue of electricity. It was tripping from the outside box, which is the circuit breaker. And they came by checker, but there's nothing wrong with our electricity. Then yesterday, we had to find a private electrician, technician, and maga checker, gune bent cable, just next to a box, le engapand. I don't know if maybe you guys know. Please assist me. I really need this money. It's a lot of money that we paid to a private technician, which was something that was supposed to be attended by them. And that means they didn't do a proper job just to check properly.
I've got bad news for you. Nifagile. No private person is supposed to touch state property. So, that means if the DB box is faulty, apparently, outside, that's municipal responsibility. And in fact, it's illegal to fix that yourself. So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to call City Power for them to come and repair that. Now that you've done so, not only have you broken the law, but ngekuyithola imali yakho.
But you can't blame them. They'll take forever to come. What should they do? Live without electricity?
I can't
blame them.
Okay. Stop taking matters into your own hands. I'm telling you, Mina, what you're supposed to do. If you call City Power, let's be honest, they respond within 24 hours and they're on site. Not lying at City Power. Unless you're talking about an area that they're scared to go in. I can't speak for all areas. But in my area, City Power, Wafonela, they will be there in less than 24 hours.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.